brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
One of the things I've talked about from stage in our events for many years, and it always gets a cheer, regardless of political affiliation, is the idea that if you can get out of debt and get on a plan and increase your generosity, the things you can do, and I can show some examples of when an entire community does this, how many St. Jude hospitals we can build,
mm-hmm.
with how many foster children get a home.
Yeah.
When we the people start taking care of we the people, it becomes very inspiring. And the beautiful part about it is the byproduct of that is it puts the government out of business.
It does. And the beauty of this country is we're the best country known to man to at least give people that opportunity. And every one of us has our own unique God-given gift, right? And I think that this is a country, we use a word like merit. I use that word a lot, but what does it mean? I think it's living as part of a system where everybody can achieve the maximum of their God-given potential without any government or any system standing in your way. And that's what got us this far, 250 years into this country. It's what allowed me to live the American dream that I have.
And a system.
And I want to pass it on.
A system can be a negative system.
Oh, absolutely.
Racism, sexism, those are systems.
Mm-hmm.
And so without any system, not just a bureaucratic mm-hmm. system, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And that's the beauty of this country. And, you know, I'm an entrepreneur by background. Politics was new to me. I learned a lot about politics. Not all of it was positive.
But, I bet.
Most of it, I would say, was left me, I would say, a little more cynical, but a little bit more informed on the other side of it. I'm an entrepreneur by background. I start companies. And so that's part of what I've gone back to in the meantime is the world of entrepreneurship and driving change through the private sector and changing this country for the better and meeting the needs of, I think, for example, you talked about woke capitalism. One of the companies I had started before I ran for president was a company called Strive that competes directly against BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard by standing for actual corporate purpose. Companies should do what allows them to be most valuable, not pushing somebody else's social agenda. That's part of how we drive change in this country too, is it's not just going to be done through the government, but through our educational system, through the private sector as well. I think people can drive a lot of positive change too, and I'm trying to do that in the meantime.
Vivek Ramaswamy is with us. Jade Washaw is my co-host. Jade?
Yeah, I want to know. So one of your 10 truths that you talk about is the idea that capitalism can lift people out of poverty.
Yes.
A lot of people would push back hard against that. They feel like capitalism is one of the things that's keeping them trapped. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, sure. And I want to distinguish between crony capitalism, which is a perversion of the real thing, and actual true capitalism.
That's crony a good distinction.
And it's important, right? Because many people who are earnestly frustrated with what they see as an oppressive system of capitalism isn't really the real thing.
Mm.
It's this version where companies through lobbying and other forms of non-competitive measures are using the force of government to create barriers that stop them from mm-hmm. achieving their dreams. You see this in the pharmaceutical sector. I mean, a lot of the lobbying results in less competition, which contributes to high prescription drug pricing.
That's right.
So when people say, I can't afford to buy my medicines, well, part of what they're having frustration with isn't capitalism, but the capture of a healthcare system that isn't working as efficiently as it should. You see in the health insurance marketplace, a lot of health insurers are not really serving up the right plans for their actual clients to select.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a product of crony capitalism, which is a perversion of the real system. And so I think my first distinction is I might share your same frustration. I probably do.
Mm-hmm.
Companies should not use the government as a lobbying instrument to block competition. Now, on the flip side, look at actual free market capitalism. The only way you're able to get ahead as an entrepreneur or as a business is if you're providing something of value, of greater value to the person who's paying for it than it takes for it costing you to provide it.
Mm.
And that's fundamentally an other regarding activity. So if you're actually providing something of inherent value to somebody else, that is what's lifted people up from poverty. It's why U.S. stock market returns have outpaced European stock market returns for decades, because their model of capitalism is to have capitalists try to take care of social issues, whereas the U.S. model of capitalism is one that says when companies are creating products and services that serve people and stay true to that mission, that actually creates wealth for everybody.
Mm. Yeah. Real capitalism is where profit is the applause your customers give you.
Exactly.
For having served them well. It's
beautiful.
That simple. It's that simple. And so, you know, money or the making of money when it's done in service of human beings.
I haven't heard that line. I'm going to take that, though.
Yeah.
I like that.
It when it's an act of service. One of our core values is here. If we help enough people at Ramsey, we don't have to worry about money. That's one of our core values. We have 14 core values on the wall. That's one of them on the wall, all through the building here. And so our job is to make sure that we are a blessing, and then we can't keep the blessings from flowing at us.
It's actually interesting you mentioned that. It's even one of the pieces of advice I give to young people. So you're talking about the customer side. Even if you talk about the labor market or the job side of it, a young person can't find a job. Here's my advice to him is show up somewhere and volunteer to work there. Make yourself so valuable and indispensable such that when it comes time for you to find another opportunity to move on, they won't let you leave.
Yeah.
They're going to actually pay you what you actually deserve. And so it goes whether you're an employee looking for a job, a business selling a product.
Yeah.
I love that. Is bathe, do the right thing.
Bathe, smile, have some energy, bring it, add value, and you can't, they won't, they'll do anything to
they're
keep
not going to let you go.
They're not going to let you go.
And that is, to me, that's
so
true
unusual.
Capitalism, is actually you provide something of value to somebody else, either as a worker or as a company or whatever it is, without the cronyism in government, the corruption that you see of lobbying the government to be able to mess with that competition. That's true capitalism that lifts us up.
There's such a distinction there that you speak about, and I agree with you. Why do you think it gets grouped together when we can see it so distinctly different?
Yeah, well, I'll be candid on this. I think that the Republican Party has assumed the mantle of standing for capitalism, but much of the Republican Party has been corrupted by some of the same forces of crony capitalism, subsidies or favoritism or corporate welfare, such that somebody else earnestly saying, okay, you guys stand for capitalism, but you got the bailouts in 2008. That happened under a Republican administration.
Yep.
As a Republican president, Republican Treasury Secretary bailed out institutions that took on way more debt than they needed to, more leverage.
You're not hearing
that's
the
buck
music. I got to go, brother. Vivek Ramaswamy, check him out at Vivek G. Ramaswamy at Instagram and at X. Be sure and check him out. Thanks for stopping by, my friend.
Thank you. Good seeing you guys.
Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.